Listen to part of the lecture about the life and writings of Edgar Allan Poe and mark the statements below 1 to 10 with T if they are true and F if they are false. You will hear the story twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the statements. Now, start listening.
The American writer Edgar Allan Poe is probably better known outside the United States today than any other American writer. There was something about his poems, and especially his short stories, which interested people all over the world. Some of them were people whose whole way of living was completely different from his own. Poe's stories deal with the strange and the wonderful, with unreal happenings which seem real. Indeed, they seem so real that it appears Poe could not have written them at all if he had not himself had the experience he describes. There is no doubt that Poe used his own experiences in writing his own stories. This does not, however, mean that Poe was the everyman in his stories. Who was he then? What was he? Edgar Poe was born in Boston, Massachusetts, in January of 1809. His mother and father were actors. They moved around the eastern part of the United States, traveling from city to city, acting in plays which no one remembers today. They had no real home, only hotel rooms. One day, when Poe was only 9 months old, his father went away and was never seen again. No one knows why. Poor Mrs. Poe was left with two small children and a third unborn child. Poe was only 2 years old when his mother died, and he and his brother and baby sister were left all alone in the world. This happened in Richmond, in the state of Virginia. A man named John Allen took Poe into his home in Richmond. But Mr. Allen never adopted Poe, that is to say, he never made Poe his son by law. And Mr. Allen never took Poe into his heart either. This was the cause of many of Poe's troubles as he grew older. However, Mrs. Allen didn't have any children of her own, and she wanted a child very much, so she loved Poe more than was good for him. This, too, probably caused him trouble as the years passed. Mr. Allen did, however, provide young Poe with a good education. Poe went to good schools from the time he was 4 years old until he was 17. When Poe was 17, he began to do special studies to prepare himself to go to a university. In those days, not many young people were able to go to a university. But by that time, Mr. Allen had become quite rich. For this reason, it is difficult to understand what happened when Poe arrived at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Before Mr. Allen went back to Richmond, he gave Poe some money. But he didn't give him nearly enough. Poe couldn't even pay for the most necessary things. The result was that at the end of his first day at the university, he owed money to at least two people. He wrote to Allen, asking for more money. Allen sent him some, but again, it was a small amount. By that time, however, Poe had discovered that the businessmen of Charlottesville would let him take things without paying. They did this because they knew that Mr. Allen was rich. They thought that Allen would pay. But this is only part of the story. Poe was a young man, and he was living and studying in the company of other young men. He did the things they did. One of the things they did was gamble. They played games with cards, and the winner took money from the loser. That is, from all losers, except Poe. For Poe had no money, and he often lost. The result was that he owed still more money. Another one of the things these young university students did was...
Now, listen again.
The American writer Edgar Allan Poe is probably better known outside the United States today than any other American writer. There was something about his poems, and especially his short stories, which interested people all over the world. Some of them were people whose whole way of living was completely different from his own. Poe's stories deal with the strange and the wonderful, with unreal happenings which seem real. Indeed, they seem so real that it appears Poe could not have written them at all if he had not himself had the experience he describes. There is no doubt that Poe used his own experiences in writing his own stories. This does not, however, mean that Poe was the everyman in his stories. Who was he then? What was he? Edgar Poe was born in Boston, Massachusetts, in January of 1809. His mother and father were actors. They moved around the eastern part of the United States, traveling from city to city, acting in plays which no one remembers today. They had no real home, only hotel rooms. One day, when Poe was only 9 months old, his father went away and was never seen again. No one knows why. Poor Mrs. Poe was left with two small children and a third unborn child. Poe was only 2 years old when his mother died, and he and his brother and baby sister were left all alone in the world. This happened in Richmond, in the state of Virginia. A man named John Allen took Poe into his home in Richmond. But Mr. Allen never adopted Poe, that is to say, he never made Poe his son by law. And Mr. Allen never took Poe into his heart either. This was the cause of many of Poe's troubles as he grew older. However, Mrs. Allen didn't have any children of her own, and she wanted a child very much, so she loved Poe more than was good for him. This, too, probably caused him trouble as the years passed. Mr. Allen did, however, provide young Poe with a good education. Poe went to good schools from the time he was 4 years old until he was 17. When Poe was 17, he began to do special studies to prepare himself to go to a university. In those days, not many young people were able to go to a university. But by that time, Mr. Allen had become quite rich. For this reason, it is difficult to understand what happened when Poe arrived at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Before Mr. Allen went back to Richmond, he gave Poe some money. But he didn't give him nearly enough. Poe couldn't even pay for the most necessary things. The result was that at the end of his first day at the university, he owed money to at least two people. He wrote to Allen, asking for more money. Allen sent him some, but again, it was a small amount. By that time, however, Poe had discovered that the businessmen of Charlottesville would let him take things without paying. They did this because they knew that Mr. Allen was rich. They thought that Allen would pay. But this is only part of the story. Poe was a young man, and he was living and studying in the company of other young men. He did the things they did. One of the things they did was gamble. They played games with cards, and the winner took money from the loser. That is, from all losers except Poe. For Poe had no money, and he often lost. The result was that he owed still more money. Another one of the things these young university students did was...
Now you have 45 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of the listening task.